Thanks, Dan. Good morning. Political fundraiser Tony Rezko surrendered to federal authorities yesterday after jurors in his corruption trial found him guilty on 16 out of 24 counts. Rezko's defense attorneys say he wanted to begin serving his sentence immediately. Jay Stewart heads the Better Government Association in Illinois. He calls the verdict a huge victory for the government.
The bottom line is, when you're a defendant, you need to win on every single count, and he lost on 16 of them. They accused Rezko of creating a scheme to, attempt to shake people down to get various state approvals. And, at the end of the day, they didn't prove every single count, but they proved most of them.
Illinois U.S. Senator Barack Obama says he's saddened by Rezko's conviction. Ben Calhoun reports.
Rezko was a prolific fundraiser with ties to dozens of Illinois politicians. And while Rezko was much more closely connected to Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, his connections to Obama were substantial. Rezko's raised a significant amount of money for Obama over the years. The two were also involved in a real estate deal, where Obama bought a strip of land from Rezko next to his house, a deal Obama now calls boneheaded. Obama's purged hundreds of thousands of dollars connected to Rezko from his campaign fund. In a brief written statement, Obama said he's saddened by the verdict, adding, quote, "This isn't the Tony Rezko I knew." The senator says Rezko's conviction shows the need for reform in Illinois. Rezko's trial attracted a great deal of national media attention in anticipation that Obama's name might come up. Over the course of the two-plus-month trial, however, the senator was barely mentioned, and when he was, the connections were tangential. I'm Ben Calhoun.
As Amanda Vitticky reports, Illinois' Republican Party is hoping the verdict will help lure voters back its way.
Chairman of the state Republican Party, Andy McKenna, admits Republicans were part of the problem in the past. And he says voters punished the GOP for it when former Governor George Ryan was indicted on corruption charges.
We learned the hard way. Voters threw us out of power, and so we started over with people who weren't involved in those things, and that's who's running the party today, and it's on that basis we're going to go out and try to earn the trust of voters once again.
McKenna says what happened with Ryan was a nightmare for Illinois. He says it's an enormous betrayal of voters that the state appears to be going down a similar road again under Democratic leadership. McKenna says voters should question if Democrats have done enough to reform politics. Still, November's election's expected to be tough for Illinois' GOP, as presumably native son Barack Obama will be at the top of the Democratic ticket. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Some streets and roads are starting to reopen in East Central Illinois after they were hit by this week's heavy rains, but the rain and the problems may not be over. Chuck Black is a fire captain in Villa Grove, where the swollen Embraugh River has left Route 130 and other city streets underwater. He worries that things could get worse with more rain and drainage from elsewhere.
With all the rainfall moisture, everything's flowing down from the north. So, who knows how much water we're going to look at by the time this is done.
Black says firefighters' main concern is to keep people and cars out of flooded areas. However, Main Street in Sydney and Urbana's Vine Street Viaduct have now reopened. Still, Sangamon River levels continue to rise, and Lake Decatur has been closed to boaters and swimmers. Also, a shelter is in place for people in the Argenta area of Macon County, where homes have been affected by high water. A judge in Cook County is threatening state police with criminal contempt of court charges for routinely disobeying his orders to expunge criminal records. Judge Ronald Riley is calling state police an arrogant organization for not expunging records as ordered by the court. Christopher Wilmus of the Legal Assistance Foundation says failure to expunge records often prevents people who are arrested or convicted from finding jobs. The group brought attention to the problem through the case of a Dalton woman who wanted to expunge from her record a 2006 charge that had been dismissed. The court agreed, but state police sent her a letter incorrectly stating that it was an offense that could not be expunged. Yesterday marked the end of a long and arduous road for one man who used an alternative to jail to upright his life. Vermilion County, Illinois, has one of 30 drug courts in the state. Nonviolent offenders who are caught under the influence or in pursuit of drugs can participate in drug court rather than go to jail as long as they live up to the rules. And yesterday, Prairie Center Development Director Betty Seidel says one of the program's 6 to 7 participants cleared those hurdles.
He's clean. He hasn't reoffended. He's meeting his other social goals and educational goals and meeting with probation on a regular basis. He has clean drug tests.
Drug Court uses social, educational, and work programs to rehab offenders. A team of experts sets goals for each offender, and once they meet the goals, they're eligible to graduate. In Vermilion County, 75% of the rehabilitated haven't offended again. Seidel calls that number phenomenal. Our next report is at 8:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Support for today's broadcast comes from the City of Urbana, presenting the local farmers market at the square every Saturday morning starting at 7 a.m. with homegrown produce, fresh flowers and plants, baked goods and food, and original works of art at the corner of Illinois and Vine Streets, downtown Urbana. Information at 384-2444.
7:35, Annette Kieser joins us for a weather discussion this morning. Annette, I was reading through the National Weather Summary, and they noted that on this date in 1917, some disc-shaped hailstones fell around Topeka, Kansas, and these stones were 6 to 10 inches in diameter and 2 or 3 inches thick. We occasionally see hail around here this time of year, but nothing like that.
Yeah, that is... We don't want to see that ever.
No, that's like an attack from outer space or something.
Yeah, you're even shaped like flying saucers a little bit there.
Yeah, so